USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Hunter Biden is being indicted on felony gun charges.
Court filing shows the president's son has been charged with three federal criminal counts. Two counts are related to Biden allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he purchased the weapon in 2018. The third alleges he was in possession of a gun while using drugs. It's the first time the Justice Department has filed charges against the son of a U.S. president. The charges come after a plea deal fell apart earlier this summer with prosecutors.
Former President Trump's Georgia election interference trial will not happen at the same time as two others next month. On Thursday, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Trump's case, along with those of 16 other co-defendants, can be severed from Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough's trials, which have been scheduled to happen October 23rd. One top Republican in the Senate says with the House Republican impeachment inquiry, he doesn't see any there yet.
I haven't heard any allegation of something that would rise to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor. I think it would be very unusual to actually see a referral of impeachment. I don't expect that to happen.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney has been criticized by members of his own party for siding with Democrats in an earlier impeachment against former President Trump. Washington, D.C. news bureaus are reporting details of a closed-door meeting in which House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reportedly dared hardliners in his party to try and oust him from the speakership, as they threatened to do. Ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus members have issued the threat if McCarthy doesn't secure certain budget concessions and other items from Democrats in the White House. After the closed-door meeting, McCarthy said he remains committed to averting a government shutdown. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
President Biden says his Bidenomics is working for middle-class American families. He also attacked what he called MAGAnomics, criticizing Republicans for their tax cut and economic plans for the country.
They tell you what they're against. What are they for? It's like they want to keep it a secret. I don't blame them.
During a speech in Largo, Maryland on Thursday, Biden accused Republicans of being willing to shut down the government to score political points. The Republican Study Committee has released a proposed budget which calls for $16 trillion in spending cuts, including for Social Security and Medicaid, as well as $5 trillion in tax cuts. The Walt Disney Company reminded consumers who are subscribed to Disney Plus that the service will begin increasing its monthly price soon. The price hike will take place October 12th, raising the price of the streaming service's premium plan to $13.99 per month. The platform's ad-supported plan will be unaffected. Wheels, hooves, apparently it all counts.
A horseback rider in California arrested and charged with driving under the influence, or riding under the influence, after a California Highway Patrol spotted that person in the saddle with an open alcohol container. When the officer caught up with the rider, he said there was evidence the rider might have been impaired by alcohol. After an investigation, that rider arrested for a DUI.
I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.